We'd like to say a great big evening to you here, and we're glad to be with you. As we go along, I'll introduce all the boys to you. We've got a couple extra ones helping us out. Wanted to come along and pick with us, so I told them just come on and help us out. Howdy. How are y'all? Glad to be with you. All right. We're going to be picking for you for the next little while. We'd like to get started off here with an old-time number, a thing entitled The Salty Dog Blues. I'd like to briefly run through and tell you who everybody is with a Big Timber Bluegrass. Over here on my left with the bass fiddle, the boy's been working with us now off and on for a couple of years. And he's a werewart at times and a pleasure at other times. But girls, he's already married. He's got 9 kids, so forget about him. No, really, he's not married, but he comes from down around West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm sure a lot of you have seen him here at festivals and around different places many times before. His name is Neil Thompson. Give him a nice hand. On my right over here with the 5-string banjo, he's been around with us for a long time. January, he finally started traveling on the road with us, and we're proud of him. He's coming a long way. Doing a hard job at it, putting everything he's got into it, and I'm sure y'all seen him around too. His name is Bob Higginbotham, if you'd like to get in. Just plain old Higg. And a little further over with the mandolin, he comes from the state of Virginia originally, lives down in Miami, Florida, makes that his home now, and works with us when he's on the road, and he plays fiddle with us, bass fiddle, mandolin, anything you put him on, he does a good job. His name is Bill Bailey. That's not hard to remember. Oh, yeah, why, Bill? And the gentleman next to him, I'm sure you've probably seen us right here at White Springs and all around the festival together. Him and his 2 boys, and none finer that I've ever worked with. Lee played banjo with us. His son, Larry, and Leonard played guitar and bass fiddle, and they were 3 of the finest, and still are, and the best. But Lee's with us tonight picking guitar with us. Let's give Lee Castain a nice hand. And the other boy on my right over there, sitting in with us, playing a little rhythm, wanted to come up and pick with us. I've been knowing him for several years. His name is Freddie Jones. He comes from over around Madison or Monticello, Florida. Give him a big hand. That about does it, don't it?
Yeah.
Huh? That about does it? Well, over on the... I was about to leave you out, wasn't I? Over on the right was the biscuit board, the Dobro. This fella and us have been associated off and on for about 7 or 8 years. He comes from up around Carter country, peanut mill factory ground. Plays a fine dobro, does a little singing. We're going to let him do a little singing. And his name is Autry Rowland, if you'd like to give him a hand. We're going to call Hig up and let him pick a little tune here on the five string right quick, a little thing entitled Lonesome Road Blues. Thanks a whole lot. We appreciate the nice hand there. I'll tell you, that's something you just can't overdo. The more you do that, the more we appreciate it, and the harder it makes us work for you. Yeah. Right now, we'd like to do a number that we just put on a brand new album that I wrote somewhere along about November.
Are you all ready?
Called Leaving, I'm Georgia Bound. Right now, we'd like to do another number from the same album. It's called I've Tried So Hard to Understand.
You ready?
I tried so hard to understand why you left me here alone. But now that you have gone away, it's a mark of a lonesome man. People ask me to come around and pass the time of day. I tried so hard to understand why you made me feel this way. So I'll go on and stay around while I am with you. But now that you have gone away, it makes me feel so blue. People ask me to come around and pass the time of day. I tried so hard to understand why you made me. Now friends have come and friends have gone and left me here to grieve. But they all knew and they all see that you had left me be. People ask me to come around and pass the time of day. I tried so hard to understand why you made me feel. Right now, we'd like to get Bill to do one on the mandolin here. A little thing that he wrote himself, we call it Bill's Tune. thanks a lot. We take, like I say, it's a pleasure again being here with you, picking and carrying on. Bill started that. That was called a mandolin number, but the mandolin faded fast when he broke the string or two. He'll be back later, though. All right. Right now, we're going to let Alty Rowland do one. And I'll let him tell what it is if he wants to. You want to tell him what it is, Alty?
I know what it means to be lonesome. And I know what it means to be blue. And I know what it means to be lonesome in dreams when there is someone there with you. Oh, my baby left me this morning as the clock was striking four. The sweet smiling face of my darling that I may never see no more. Oh, I know what it means to be lonesome. And I know what it means to be blue. And I know what it means to be lonesome and dream when there is someone there with you. Well, if ever you'd seen my baby, you would know what she means to me. Her long black hair and those flashing dark eyes, it seems I can never be free. Oh, I know what it means to be lonesome. And I know what it means to be blue. And I know what it means to be lonesome in dreams when there is someone there with you. Well, she cussed me about this old guitar. To play it, I never could learn. So she told me as she was leaving that she may never return. Oh, I know what it means to be lonesome. And I know what it means to be blue. And I know what it means to be lonesome in dreams when there is someone there with me. Since this morning, no one knows what I've been through. Well, I'd give all I own just to have you back home. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. And I know what it means to be lonesome. And I know what it means to be blue. And I know what it means to be lonesome and free when there is someone there with you.
We're going to turn the bass fiddler loose in just a few minutes and let him do some more work on the bass. We like to work him to death this afternoon over in Madison. Played a little college gig over there this afternoon. Like to work him to death. I want him to get his breath good. Right now, we'd like to do one on the fiddle here, a little thing entitled The Mockingbird. Are you ready? Thank you. tune. That's one we do about everywhere we go. We get a lot of requests for it. Right now, I'd like to, me and Hig and get Neil to help us do a tune here that I helped record some years ago on the Star Day label with some boys.
Good
Times. Yeah, Good Times song. Called Gonna Paint the Town. Ready? Get Autry to do one on the dobro here. Feature Autry a little bit here. You want to do here's Autry to do one entitled The Maggie Blues. Thank you. tell you, that altar, he does a job and a half when he comes down to it, don't he? I love it. Altar has been away from us about 3 months. Haven't been picking none with us. I think he's been saving up a few of them notes.
I've been doing that here.
Yeah. Right now we'd like to do a tune that's from our old Tall Timber album. And it's the thing called Carry Me Back to Old Tennessee. Y'all ready? Not like many others left no love behind, just a few old memories that I'll never find. So won't you please listen and do this for me, carry me home. Where love blooms and blossoms, I was withered and died. Where some live and laughter, while others will cry. So won't you please listen and do this for me. Carry me home. There and die, where some live in laughter, while others will cry. So won't you bring the sun and do this for me? Carry me home. Thanks a lot. We hope you enjoyed that one. And right now we'd like to call Hig on and let him pick another one on the five string here. All right, we're going to let Hig shoot for one here. This is called Music to Rob Banks by Bonnie and Claude or the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. It's a little thing entitled, I Know You're Married, But I Love You Still.
Not knowing that you were
very much. While Chubb's getting his fiddle, we'd like to remind y'all we play a club or two every now and then around this area. We've played in the Gainesville area, the Beef and Bottle, on Thursday nights. And we're going to be going to Texas here for about a week or two, and we're going to be back following Gamble Rogers. He'll be there for 2 weeks in May. And we'll be back there on Thursday nights, just every Thursday night. Come on out. There's no cover. That's the Beef and Bottle in Gainesville, Florida. It's on South 441. Thanks, Claude Higg, for taking over there for a minute. We're going to do one more number, and then we're going to get down from here. We're going to do a little thing back in 1959 that a fellow over in Jacksonville, Ken Clark and myself, recorded on Star Day Records. Went real big. My wife, she went out and bought a dozen eggs with the check we got from it and blew every penny of it. Right now we'd like to do it, and here it is, the Lee Highway Ramble. Big Swanee River, welcome to Dr. Merle Watson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been here to the Stephen Foster Memorial before, but I ain't never picked around here except for myself. I might pick a tune or two for you folks in a few minutes. When we get everything all lined up here and get so you can hear all of our mistakes. Michael, I knocked one clean out of tune there, son. Come here. Michael, you want to, we'll get it cranked off here with a little bit of that, lost all my money but a $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill, a $2 bill, a $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. It's dark and raining and I'm gonna go home. I'm bound to go home, yes, I'm gonna go home. It's dark and raining and I'm gonna go home. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. A $2 bill or a $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. Homesick and lonesome and I'm feeling mighty blue. Feeling kind of blue, yes, I'm feeling mighty blue. Homesick and lonesome, and I'm feeling mighty blue. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. A $2 bill or a $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. There's black smoke arising and it surely is a train. It's gonna be a train, yes, it must be a train. There's black smoke arising and it surely is a train. I'm on my long journey home. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill or a $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home. To do a tune that I guess this was written by the late John Hurt, a good old some of the folklorists call a work song. Sometimes I refer to these as kind of happy sounding blues. Cheers. Give me a third string, or let me see. I think I'm off. I'd like to do this Spot Driver Blues for anybody that ever heard any of the late John Hurt's music. All right, Merle, you're going to do the honors on the picking on this, son. Let her go. Me and Michael will help you a little. He went down. John Henry's gone. I got them mean old spine driver blues. And they won't go. And they just won't go. I know they won't go. It's a long way from East Colorado, honey, to my home.
yes, to my home, baby, to my home. And it's old Hamilton Q, poor John Henry. But it won't kill me, it ain't gonna kill me. I know it won't kill me, driving spikes down my home. Your hammer, she's a little bit too heavy, but it for my size, yeah, for my size, but it for my size. You can take it and give it to the captain, but tell him I'm gone. You can tell him I'm gone, yes, I tell him I'm gone. I'll give it two hammers, hammer. John Henry, he was a steel driving man, but he went down, yes, he went down. John Henry's gone. Take my hammer and tote it to the captain, but tell him I'm gone. You can tell him I'm gone. You'll swear I'm gone. Better do a little flat picking right here, I guess. Slower than we're going to pick it, and it was called I Don't Love Nobody, but when we speeded it up, we kind of called it Nothing to It because it sounded like a breakdown, you know. In the 50s, before I got started in the music business as a profession, I played some locally with a little country swing group. And we played a whole bunch of the old pop standards, but every one of them that I ever picked come out sounding country. Yeah, I ain't going to tell you the reason for that. I'll let you figure that out. But anyhow, the thing of it was I couldn't help that. I will be honest with you about that part of it. Here's the George Gershwin tune that me and Jack Williams and them boys used to pick. Me and Merle, I believe Merle does a better lead job on the guitar on it, much better than I ever did. So we'll let him have the lead, but first I'd like to introduce a man that's sitting right here in the middle. He comes from over in Maidan, North Carolina originally. His name's Michael Coleman on the bass. Let's make him welcome too. I believe Merle's in a good picking notion on this, Merle, so let's go, son. Yeah. Summertime. Yeah, and it is summertime. Cotton is high, your path is rich, and your man is good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Gonna spread out your wings. You're gonna take to the sky. On to that day, you can hush up your crying. Cause your mammy and your pappy stand.